You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Maya Songbird is an eclectic electric lo-fi musician born and raised in the Castro in San Francisco. She took the leap into making music full-time in 2009 with her song Lust. Her songs range from electropop to disco funk. She mixes dance beats and synthesizer loops over themes of self-love, sex positivity, and sometimes with a dash of occult. On this Bay Area Beats, Maya came to KALW Studio to play a couple of her songs and to talk about how she made space for herself in the music scene as a Black woman who doesn't sing R&B.
Something about the feeling that you get when you're around me, I lose the fire. It burns all over the place.
The Wicked Attraction song is pretty dark-sided. I was inspired by a dark-sided love affair. I say I want to set you on fire in such a metaphorical type of way. I want to set you on fire from the inside to where you're so, you know, magically attracted to me that you're like, wow, this is so wicked. It's a wicked love affair, Maya.
I
want
to set you up with candles all around you. I want to set you on fire. If I ever wanted a fantasy, I want it with you.
I felt like there's a dark side to me because of being on the cusp of Scorpio. I have this dark-sided, you know, like, I wore black a lot. Like, I pretty much, my whole life, even as a kid, wore black, you know. I look at the pictures of me growing up and I'm like, oh wow, there I am again in a black outfit. You know, that's just been my thing. Like, I remember my family actually told me I couldn't wear black clothes anymore. I couldn't wear black lipstick. They kind of took black away from me, like I was wearing black nail polish. That was just me. I've always been goth. I used to shave my eyebrows off, everything. That's just me. I started singing in the church, like pretty much a lot of singers do, and they gave me a solo, and then I played Miriam in the church musical and had a tambourine, and I was just like, you know, I had this gift, and I would like go around singing, and like my dad bought me a speaker and my first mic in PA, and then I would sing to all my friends. It was like really bad. My mom took it away from me actually, and I never saw it again because like I guess I was doing things like waking her up with the PA, like singing good morning to her and just like being really annoying. Gosh, I heard so many no's in my career. Like, I was told when I was a teenager, because I had a little weight on me, that I didn't look like Aaliyah, Brandy, or Monica, so I could never be in the music industry. You know, that's what they told me. So they told me because I didn't fit a certain standard that I couldn't have this dream. So I had to kind of create my own world, my own lane. I had to kind of create my own ideal of what music, the music industry is, and maybe even change the standard of what music industry is, you know? For the music industry, you gotta look a certain way. You gotta be skinny. You gotta be lighter, white complected. If you wanna sing a certain type of music, you have to be a certain type of color. Like, you know, stepping away from the fact that I am an artist that is not labeled R&B. As a black woman, the first thing they do is label you an R&B artist. No matter what, you can be out here raging and yelling and being punk all the way, but they'll be like, she's an R&B artist. And you're like, what? So it feels good for like publications to say she's a lo-fi disco pop artist. You know what I mean? Getting compared to La Tigre and like, you know, you go to a show, people talk in the audience if you're a new artist or whatever. This is a while ago, but like, all of a sudden, people stopped talking and they started listening, and then the rest is history. Now I have a fan base and people are coming to actually see me perform, and that feels good. You know, and it took me years to get that. I would say that took me about 30 years. And I'm 34. It took me 30 years. I've been wanting that ever since I was 4. What feels good is when you find your tribe who wants to ride on the rainbows with you, so it's worthwhile. I want for people to be happy when they hear my music because everything is so, like, downtrodden and just depressing, you know? Like, so there's... My music is an outlet, an escape. Like, here comes a rainbow. Like, when my music comes on in people's iTunes, I want for them to, like, feel like they went to my happy galaxy and they were able to express and kind of soak up some of my soul, you know, like sunshine. So that's what I want for people. I'm always preaching self-love, like, you know, and all my music, just like to enjoy yourself, be happy being yourself, and continue to love and grow, because that's the only way to survive on this planet, no matter what is happening in our world today.
I'm not lucky.